Tonight's Shir Simen Zayin, Din Levarach Birchas Asher Yotzah Kol Hayoyim Achar Tos Mayim. The halacha to recite the Birchas Asher Yotzah all day after urinating. Sif Aleph. Kol Hayoyim Kishoyis Tzirachav Ben Ketan Ben Gedolim. All during the day when a person relieves himself, whether to urinate or a bowel movement, Mevarach Asher Yotzah, he makes a Birchas Asher Yotzah. Veloy Al Tisdayim, but does not make a Birchas Al Tisdayim. Even if he intends to learn afterwards, or this bal miyad or the daven afterwards, we only make the bracha al tisdaim once in the morning. The amosas hayodim luchlachos, if his hands were filthy, shifshef behen. He used his hands to clean himself after going to the bathroom. Afil hachi enim avarach al tisdaim. He still doesn't make al tisdaim. The bracha al tisdaim is only one time in the morning. Mishnah Berura sif katan aleph mevarach bechulum. The Shulchan Aruch says a person has to make the Baruch Asher Yotzah after going to the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us we don't see a time limit. Even if there's been a long space of time between when he went to the bathroom to the Rebbe to take the bracha, he still makes the bracha. But if he doesn't make the bracha until he comes to a point where he has a new urge to urinate. That's a pimigodim. So the pimigodim's opinion is that before he goes to the bathroom, he should make the asher yotzah for the previous time. But the shayar tshuva concludes on the name of many achronim. That if he realizes he did not make asher yotzah and he now has a new need to go to the bathroom, shuv lo yivarach, he cannot make the bracha anymore, ayin sham. So we say the time limit of asher yotzah is until the next time he needs to go to the bathroom. Once he needs to go to the bathroom the next time, he's fafal, he can't make the bracha anymore for the previous time. So if gone base, asher yotzah, kosev ashal b'tshuva, simin tzadi zayin, the marshal writes in tshuva, mishachal dover shechai bracha achroina. Person ate a food, and is obligated to make a bracha achroina, v'shachach, and he forgot, and he goes to the bathroom and urinates. And now he realizes, before the bracha asher yotzah, they didn't make a bracha achrona yet. Ezim koydim, which is first. The notes point out that there's a question, what's for shachach? He forgot. He didn't forget. He ate something, he went to the bathroom, and now he has two brachas to make. And some take out the word v'shachach. So what do you do? Which comes first? V'heshiv. So Marshal says, asher yotzah koydim, v'tadadir. That we have a rule of tadir v'shein a tadir tadir koydim. Asher yotzah is tadir, say asher yotzah before the bracha achrona. The notes point out, you know, there are some people who eat more than go to the bathroom. But he says it's tadiris is dependent by most people, not by individuals. Mi shoshoyis is sam hameshal shel. If a person drinks an elixir which causes diarrhea, his intent is to cleanse his bowels, and he's going to be going to the bathroom many times. So some say that he shouldn't make an asher yotzah till his bowels are empty.
That's
what and then asher yotzah.
That's very practical. Someone who's having a colonoscopy.
Absolutely. And this could also be someone who didn't take a sam hamashal shel, but someone's going to the bathroom nonstop. Is it bad stomach? So some say make a bracha each time. So some say to wait till the end, some say each time, and the minig is like the second svar to make the bracha each time. So we don't say wait for an hour or two till he's finished voiding, but rather he'll make a bracha each time. Ach b'shul shel chazak, but in a case of strong diarrhea, shemargish shemiyad tzachal panashen, is that really before he gets a chance to make the bracha, he already feels an urge to go to the bathroom again. Then also the vach, then he can't make a vach. The kalman simin tzadi beis, like we learn in simin tzadi beis, shafilu devitar, also he can't learn then either. So basically, if a person is going to go to the bathroom many times in succession, as long as in between he doesn't feel an urge to go to the bathroom, the minig is to make a bracha each time. Sif katan gimel espal miyad, even though he intends to daven right after going to the bathroom during the day, he does not say al tisdaim. After Kaimelam is Simon Reish Lama Gimel Sif Beis, even though we hold the halacha in Simon Reish Lama Gimel, to the Tfilas Mincha Vechen La'arvis, that when you daven Mincha Ma'arv, afilu eni yodei lehem shum lichach, even if you're unaware of any filth on your hands, tzarech lito yodov, you have to wash your hands. V'kol shken kishas tzachar, and certainly if you went to the bathroom first, Nonetheless, he only makes the bracha al tisadayim in the morning. Vayim sefer atzas achaim shekasev the malbim writes and atzas achaim the das rov haposkim most poskim hold the master swachel the gedolim va'achar wants to espal that if he went to the bathroom for a bowel movement and then he wants to daven mevarch al tisadayim he'd make the bowel tisadayim even for mincha or for marav. Kamalkim lachadchila ein lazuz pesach hashochnach but lemaisa we don't move from the shochnach pesach that we do not make the al tisadayim. Vayim sefer maisa rav and look in the maisa rav. That held you should make a bracha for every tefillah, but we don't hold that way either. Ma'aser is Chaim Volozhin writing over b'shem. Sifkon Dal Shashiv Sheif Bahen. Even if he went to the bathroom and he used his hands to clean himself, Hanitzoyisu Shomer Aglayim. Either he's cleaning off droplets that splattered from urination, Vodin Begdom, or if he cleaned himself after a bowel movement, Shasatzrocha Vekinech. So he cleans himself, his hands have to be washed, he still will not make the bracha al tisadayim. Se'if beis, heitel mayim velo shifshef. Let's say the person urinates and does not use his hands to clean himself. Afal pisha tzorech levarach hashayatza, even though he has to make a bracha hashayatza, and tzorech li'tol yodav, he wouldn't have to wash his hands. El mishum nekiyas, except for the inyan of being naki, of cleanliness, o mishum hikon, or perhaps because of preparing to serve Hashem. There's no water to wash his hands with. So he still makes the bracha hashayatza. And if he did clean himself with his hands, we learn in the end of Siman Dalet, the Magen Avraham Sifkan Chavchas and the Magen Avraham, the Mahani the bracha is imenaki adov b'chol midi menaki. That to make a bracha like hashayatza is sufficient just to wipe his hands and anything that will clean his hands. So essentially, we're creating a scenario where a person goes to the bathroom to urinate and his hands are clean. And he didn't touch anything, so he has to make Asher Yatzar. He really doesn't have to wash his hands. But we say because of Nikius, he should wash his hands, or because of Hikon. Now the second part is problematic. Hikon is a pasuk. Hikon, the cross of Hashem Lekecha, prepare to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to preparation for Shemona Esrei. We don't invoke Hikon for brachos like Asher Yatzar. Hikon tells us to dress up, to all the things we do to get ready for Shemoneh Esrei. It's not a halacha in other brachas. So the Be'er Halacha points us out. Omishum hikon, ayin l'kamon simen tzad yasef beis, but Tzerachiyon, because hikon, pashtus, is a Shemoneh Esrei, the halacha. It's nothing to do with making brachas. V'ula is ekivin hagroba, meshit ziyen, ayin perikav de Shabbos, as loma daf yunam an alf, shemishom leved den shechonarach. So he says it could be, it's not a true hikon. You know, the real hikon is for Shemoneh Esrei. To invoke hikon over here is a little problematic. It's like a me'ain hikon, like similar to the idea of Shemoneh Esrei, so we should do it here too. But really, the mitzvah of preparing for davening is Shemoneh Esrei kalocha. Se'if gimel, heitul mayim behishtich daitim lehatul mayim. A person urinated, and then he didn't think about it anymore. Va'achach nimlach behitul mayim pamaches, and then he went and urinated again. So chavar shtei pam hashayatzah. He should make twice hashayatzah. Mr. Burr sifkon vav shtei pamim. Kedematzinu leinit tefillah. We find this by davening. Shem tov leispal shachris. If he made a mistake and he didn't daven shachris, leispal mincha shtayim. He should daven mincha twice. So here, what happened? He urinated. He stopped. Didn't make a bracha. Went back and urinated again. So make two hashayatzahs, one for each time. So the Mr. Burr says, I will have me'achroinim chalkin al psakzeh. Many of the Achronim disagree with this decision. The serum they hold, the Shani Tefillah, you can't compare this to Shemoneh Esrei. Shivmokim carbon. Davening is in lieu of a carbon. V'shayach b'tashlumen, so there's a way to make it up. Mashenken b'ashayatza, shik b'chas odah. Ashayatza is not a carbon. Ashayatza is a bracha giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoytzi b'da achas al ha'bipam. So one bracha can cover many times. K'mo sh'ochah shtei pa'amim. V'shayach died to be in time. Person ate twice. And in between, wasn't thinking about it. Shmavarach birchas amazon, achas ashtein, he makes one birchas amazon, he's not going to say birchas amazon twice. V'yesh l'hokam asafi birchas, especially when there's a safi birchas, we have to be lenient. L'chadchila nochin lizar, l'varach tekev asher yotzeh, achat asmaim. The rule of thumb is, l'chadchila, always be careful to say the asher yotzeh immediately after urinating. D'shem yitzterach od achach l'hatamayim, because then he may have to urinate again, and like we said, you loosely basically lost a bracha. Make one bracha for both instead of having made two brachas. For what did Megadon? The same is true for a bowel movement. The bracha hashayatza should be said right away. So even though we said before There's no real time limit for Asher Yatzar, and essentially it's going to be until the next time you need to go to the bathroom. But the fact of the matter is that one should always strive to say Asher Yatzar as soon as possible after leaving the bathroom.
If someone had to go after Borel, just the urge came, does he delay till after Tachanun?
When's the principle Asher Yatzar in the course of davening?
Right.
So we'll get there. The halacha is that through Pesukat Zima, a person would say Asher Yatzar over there and there. During Birchas Kriya Shema, he would wait till after Shemoneh Esrei. Not till after Tachon, till after Shemoneh Esrei. Se'if Dalet. Ein Shi'ur Lahashtin Mayim. There is no minimum amount of urine to create an obligation of Asher Yatzar. Even for one single drop, a person will be obligated to make the bracha Asher Yatzar. Shemi Sosem Hanekev Milahotzia Tipa Hahi Hayakashlo. If that opening would be closed and he could not void that drop, that would also be hard for him. V'chayav Lahoidus, and he's obligated to give Hodah, and therefore there's no minimum requirement. Even for a drop, a person would have to say the bracha Asher Yatzar. The question would be, what would a person do if they have a catheter? They're constantly voiding, essentially, from the bladder into the catheter bag. So what do they do with Asher Yatzar? I think they're going to say one Asher Yatzar a day, and that's it.
It's a constant process. You just pick an arbitrary time during the day?
In the morning. I assume it's in the morning. I assume it's in the morning, and that's it.